Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In case you haven't heard, changes are coming to your 401k statements. It's taken 10 years since this new idea was first presented, but beginning next year, the U.S. Department of Labor will require your 401k administrator to not only show you your account balance, but also what it could generate in monthly income. Eddie Kramer is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group. He joins us now by phone in Columbia, South Carolina, to help us with this topic. Eddie, welcome to the program.
Mike, it's great to join you today. Thank you for having me.
Do you have any idea what has taken this so long? It was first presented about 10 years ago, and it's just now becoming a rule?
Anything with Congress is going to take time. In this case, took until the Secure Act of 2019 for this to be dusted off. And I think it's taken time to do this because even the way this mandate is coming out, it's far from perfect. But I don't know that you can find perfect in this area because you're talking about what's going to take place in the future.
This is so far out in the future. Everybody's different. Everybody's situation is different. How are they calculating this projected monthly income?
Here's the assumption. So they're saying, okay, what is the participant's current account balance? Now we're assuming that the participant is 67 right now. And if they were to take that current account balance and buy a single premium immediate annuity, which just means they take that lump sum and they're going to annuitize it or turn it into a stream of payments to last for the rest of their life, what would they receive in today's market with that monthly income stream for life? What I like about this is that we're creating an environment where participants can think about their future self a little more clearly.
Well, Eddie, can you give us an example? Let's say this is January 2021 now. I get my first statement, or February, and it shows a balance of $125,000. What projected monthly income is it going to include with that statement? What is it going to tell me?
They would see two numbers. They're going to see the number for a single life annuity, and then they'll see a number for a joint life annuity, assuming that their spouse is also 67. So for the single life, if you had $125,000, that would provide you about $645 per month. For the joint life would be $533 per month.
This entire projection that they're going to provide you is based on this assumption that you would put all of the money into an immediate annuity, annuitize it at whatever interest rates are. When you see your statement, who knows what they will be when you're actually at age 67, which is also the number that they use here. How many retirees do you expect would actually buy an immediate annuity with their lump sum 401k? They will probably do something else with it, won't they?
Yeah, it's a great question. There's a lot of research out right now about using a single premium immediate annuity as a part of your retirement income strategy. And there can be some great benefits in doing that. This is all very personal. I would be very hard-pressed to ever advise somebody to take all of their money and annuitize it. Because with an annuity, if you do a single premium immediate annuity for one life, you do that today and you get hit by the bus, you know, tomorrow, that money's gone. So that's probably not a good idea for most anybody to take all of their money and do that. I don't believe that is the suggestion here. I think this is a best effort to show the participant that what they're saving today does have real value for you in the future.
And so I guess the good news here and the point is that you will have a fair idea of what you could expect your retirement plan to generate in income.
Absolutely. But when you see the disclosure statement, you know, from your 401k plan, it's going to be a couple pages long, and it's going to, you know, to tell you what this is and what it is not. It's a step forward, but you still want to have a good plan in place, whether that be something that you do on your own or working with a professional.
Well, Eddie, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Yeah, great to talk to you, Mike. I wish you well. Take care.
Eddie Kramer is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group. He joined us by phone from his office in Columbia, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.